Welcome back to Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book To Sell Is Human, written by Daniel Pink. The summary is written by Joel D. Canfield, and you can find this summary and hundreds others for free at actionablebooks.com. Quote, 1. If the person you're selling agrees to buy, will his or her life improve? 2. When your interaction is over, will the world be a better place than when you began? If the answer to either of those questions is no, you're doing something wrong. That comes from page 232 of To Sell Is Human. In these closing words of To Sell Is Human, Dan Pink puts his mouth where the money is. Whether we like it or not, selling is a very human experience. Those of us who like it, in fact, have a distinct advantage over the inhumane practices we've come to associate with the word salesman. Research confirms what we already knew. The word most associated with sales or selling is pushy, followed closely by sleazy, slimy, manipulative, and dishonest. Back in the bad old days, a salesman had all the information. You were at his mercy, if such existed. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. Thanks to the internet, today we all have the information. Pink coins a new phrase, caveat venditor. Yes, in a world where information is ubiquitous, buyers know as much as or more than the seller. Not only can we protect ourselves from bad products and services, any seller dumb enough to behave unscrupulously can be pilloried in pixels around the world. While many believe that universal access to information would make sales irrelevant, the surprising discovery is that a large segment of workers are still engaged directly in sales. If we include what Pink calls non-sales selling, that number becomes all of us. The golden egg for this article, we are all in sales, and that's okay. Quote, in the United States alone, some 1 in 9 workers still earns a living trying to get others to make a purchase. More startlingly, though, is what happens to the other 8 in 9. They're in sales, too. They, make that we, are engaged in what I call non-sales selling. That comes from page 3. Though it wasn't the demise of a salesman, the internet did have a sweeping effect on business. It made us all salesmen. Look through your email for the past week. Consider every meeting you've been to in the past month. Think about the phone call you're about to make. Your business life is fundamentally about moving people to take action, make a decision. Much of your personal life is about precisely the same things. This is not to say that we should all go out and buy plaid polyester sports coats. The traditional image of the pushy shyster hucking overpriced broken-down cars to the unwary isn't the true picture of sales. In fact, it turns out that too much extroversion actually isn't good for sales. The folks who do the best in the new equal knowledge caveat venditor selling are not extroverts nor introverts, but those balanced people who share characteristics of both, the ambiverts. Isn't it great, then, that we're virtually all ambiverts to some extent? We lean one way or the other, certainly, but we can enhance the personality traits that create better balance, moving us towards the middle. We do that with the new ABCs of selling. Gem number one, then, the ABCs of selling. Attunement, buoyancy, clarity. Quote, attunement, buoyancy, and clarity. These three qualities, which emerge from a rich trove of social science research, are the new requirements for effectively moving people on the remade landscape of the 21st century. That comes from page 68. The two most visceral and universal images of selling seem to be the word pushy and the scene in Glengarry Glen Ross where Alec Baldwin assaults the sales team with the phrase, always be closing. While I dispute whether that was ever the best method, these days it's very nearly the worst method. Instead, Dan teaches us three new principles, attunement, buoyancy, and clarity. Some definitions. Attunement is the ability to bring your actions and outlook into harmony with other people and the context you're in. Buoyancy is the ability to stay afloat, mentally and emotionally, through an ocean of rejection. And clarity is the capacity to help others see their situations in fresh and more revealing ways, and to identify problems they didn't realize they had. We'll focus on buoyancy's actionable process. Actions we take before, during, and after our efforts to move someone help us develop and maintain buoyancy. Before, interrogative self-talk. Declarative self-talk, I'm a winner and I can do this, risks bypassing our motivations. Questioning self-talk, is this the right service for them, reveals our why and makes a deeper connection and increases our buoyancy even before we've taken the first wave. Jeering, positivity ratios. How much positivity makes up a positive attitude anyway? It turns out that it's between 3-1 and 11-1. Seriously, those who have between 3 and 11 positive thoughts for each appropriate negative thought are the most effective in moving others, staying afloat despite failures. And finally, after, explanatory style. A giant of contemporary psychological science, Martin Seligman discovered and named learned happiness. When we believe that failures are personal, aka I'm not good enough, pervasive, aka I fail at everything, and persistent, aka I'll never be any good, we learn to fail. Seligman pioneered learned optimism. When we fail, we need to look for logical reasons why it wasn't a moral shortcoming in us, but rather external circumstances. Remind yourself of other areas where you've succeeded, and of other times you've done well at this same task. Teaching ourselves that our failures to move someone else to action is not personal, persistent, or pervasive creates buoyancy. Gem number 2, six successors to the elevator pitch. Quote, today we have more opportunities to get out our message than Alicia Otis ever imagined. But our recipients have far more distractions than those conventioneers in 1853 who assembled to watch Otis not fall to his death. Comes from page 159. You know the elevator pitch. That 30-second blurb you'll blurt out when you discover you're on the elevator with the CEO of the company, and you have until the 23rd floor to sell him your genius. Except these days, the CEO is often just an email away, or actively soliciting feedback at an all-hands meeting or some social event. Waiting for the elevator is a waste of time and talent. Instead, Pink gives us six other ways to pitch. Practical methods to move others by how we present our position. And they are, in no particular order, the one-word pitch, the question pitch, the rhyming pitch, the subject line pitch, the Twitter pitch, and the Pixar pitch. Most are self-evident, though not as simple as they may sound, so let's talk about the Pixar pitch. Every Pixar movie follows the same pattern. Since they're the only movie studio in history to turn out 100% hit movies, it's worth analyzing. And it goes something like this. Once upon a time there was... dot dot dot. Every day... dot dot dot. One day... dot dot dot. Because of that... dot dot dot. Because of that... dot dot dot. Until finally... dot dot dot. You can fill in the blanks or dots from every Pixar movie you've ever seen. This six-sentence format gives you the power of story within a concise, disciplined format. Take an hour. Work out your Pixar pitch, for whatever it is you spend your time moving folks to do. It's one of my year-end projects, actually, perfecting my Pixar pitch for both my business and then perfecting it for each of my books. Every single day, we invest time and effort attempting to move others to see or do things a certain way. Whether it's selling, in the traditional sense of getting them to exchange money for goods and services, or it's non-sales selling, it's a fundamentally human behavior. To sell is human. How can you make your own selling even more human? This has been Actual Books Audio. My name's Chris Taylor, and we were discussing the book To Sell is Human, written by Daniel Pink. This summary was written by Joel D. Canfield. You can find this and hundreds others at actionablebooks.com for free. We hope you enjoyed it.